We are continuing the message, Overcoming Life. The Overcoming Life. I endeavored to explain to you what overcoming life is. The difference between the different type of life we have. The difference between the animal life, the human life, and the God life, and the angelic life. I can probably say the difference between animals, humans, and God, and angels. I just qualify them by saying animal life, trying to explain to you the underlying point I want to make. Recently, a man of God said, if you are a Christian and you are not praying, you are the same as an animal. Who remembers? During the program with your lab program, Pastor Benny said this. So if you're not praying, you're not worshiping God, God will see you as part of the animals. Because he does not hear from you. You're not offering any sacrifice. He does not know you. Because he knows that those who are like him, they speak to him, they communicate with him. But you don't. So he doesn't know you. So anything can happen to you like animals. You see, animals, anything can happen to you, nobody cares. They can die on the street anyhow. The same way things can happen to you like that. It will be easy for you to just lose something. And as if you are just nothing, but you are somebody. But because you have decided that you will be on your own without divine support, without a divine connection, anything can happen to you. Your defenses will be the defense you have, only the strength you have. The key you have locked on your door, that's what will defend you. When that key breaks and they break it, that's it. But there are those who can break their keys, but you cannot break them. You can enter into the room and jump into the room and appear somewhere else. There are those who are divinely protected. There's a difference. So there are different types of lives. The Bible describes life. He said, if you believe, John 3:16, right? God will give you what? Eternal life. For God so loved the world that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. So you see, God describes life. That's why we are having this discussion today. Now, the life God describes, what type of life it is it? It's not the same life like the normal life. It's a life that is a little bit different. If some of you have not heard about the story of the birth of Jesus, Jesus Christ didn't have a father who was a man. Joseph was not his father. Mary was a virgin. Praise God. So who was his father? Who was his father? The Holy Spirit. So then, what life did he have? What life did he have? Because he said, if you believe in Jesus, he will give you life. So what he has is what he's going to give you. So what life does Jesus have? Because if you are giving me life, the one you have is what you give me. Okay, let me make it. You have a son, right? What life did he give him? The one you had, right? He gave life to his son. So Jesus also gives life. But Jesus' father is not Joseph. He's not a man. Bible says God is a spirit, and whomsoever worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So Jesus' father is God. And when you believe in him, he will give you life. So that's what I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to teach you about the life that Jesus gave you. What is this life that he gave you? What is it? What can he do? What is the difference between this life and the one I had before? What's the difference between this life and the one the angels have? What's the difference between this life? The one that animal have. This life is different from them. So what is the difference? That's what I want to talk to you about, because it is important that you know. Then when you know it, you use it, you live by it. What did John say? He said, I write to you that you may know that you have what? Speak boldly. That you may know that you have what? I can't hear you. That you may know that you have what? I want you to speak boldly. You're in church. You're in. She said, if you're in the house of God, there's liberty, right? Is anybody holding any gun on you? How you should speak? Shout. That you may know that you have what? Eternal life. So you have to know that you have eternal life. And that this life is in His Son. I like that. So I'm going to go to John chapter 5 verse 1. I'm going to read some things that might not be so clear to you. But before I end it, you understand it. You understand it. And after I've taught you this, I will teach you how to use it. Whoever believes Jesus is a Christ is born of God. Do you understand? If you believe Jesus, you are born of God. Born of means you are born from God. You originate from God. You are not created of God. Adam was created by God. But you are now, the one who believes in Jesus is born. Like he becomes the offspring. Like how you gave birth to your son. God gives birth to us. Those who believe. So he will have the same life as he has. And everyone who loves him, who begots also, loves him. Okay, and everyone who loves him and loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. Do you understand this expression? Go back. Everyone who loves him, who begots. It means that anyone who loves God, I was not reading it well. Everyone who loves God, because God is the one who gave birth to us. Everyone who begot means begotten, childbearing. Okay? It's a very old word. Everyone who loves him who gave birth to us also loves him who is giving the child. That's John. He said that if you love God, if you want to prove that you love God, love me. Love your friend. Love them. So you prove that you love God. Because if you say you love the one who gave birth to me, then love me too. Amen. So when you go back home, go and love your... Don't say, this person I don't like him. No. The Bible is saying that if you don't like him, you don't like God too. Simple. You cannot change the Bible. I said, I don't like this guy. When I see this guy, if you are like that, it means I say, look at God. You know, that's what you mean. So be careful, okay? Next verse. By this we know that we love the children of God. Let's talk about the children of God. When we love God and keep His commandments. So you can love God's children by loving God and keeping His commandments. So you can't love God by saying, I love God. Oh, do you get it? Say, I love God. So God, I love you. You can't be saying that. Father, I love you. He said all those things is cost 90. He said, how do you love God? By keeping His commandments. And the beautiful thing about it is that when you're keeping His commandments, you cannot do anything for God because God is not with you. Do you understand? So when you keep His commandments, He will tell you to do things for others. So if you keep His commandments, you do things for others. Amen? Last verse. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. They're not hard. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that has overcome the world. It has. It's in the past tense. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith
is a gift given to us that has overcome this world. It has overcome the physical plane. If you have questions, start writing it down now. I may answer some as I'm continuing, but you can ask it later. Not in this service, maybe after the service, or you ask your leader. Overcomes. So if you're born of God, you overcome this world. I mean, if you're born of God, you have the life of God, the life God has given you, one of the attributes of that life is that it cannot be defeated by this world. It cannot be destroyed by this world. If you are faced with any issue in your life, you have the ability to overcome it. That's what he's saying. I'm not the one saying. He said, if you are born of God, you overcome this world. And by saying, you don't overcome it by your head. You overcome it by faith. What is faith? Faith is living in the word. In the word. Creating images that is of the word. That is by the word. Your images are coming true from the word. It's you create a picture of your life that is through the word. So we live. So that's what we call victory that is of faith. Prosperity that is of faith. Righteousness that is of faith. Success that is of faith. So if you want to be victorious, you must know God's word and you must believe it. You must accept it deep in your heart. You reject any other picture. Like one of the challenges a lot of Christians face is that when things are going wrong, they start thinking about what they have done wrong. And their pressure. And the pressure always makes you to make mistakes. Pressure can even define your life. Like you can measure your last 5 years and you can see that your Christianity has been going up and down, or because the reason why you're not even so serious about as a Christian because of the needs you have in your life. And all because of the pressure that is coming on you. So the pressure has been defining your life for a long time, but you inside, you love God and you want to do more for God. But the pressure has defined the character for you. Do you understand? Meaning that you have not been overcoming. You have not been overcoming. And one of the reasons that it happens to a lot of Christians because it is easy for the mind to disrupt faith. That's why you have to master your mind, because you can always remember your yesterday, your last month. Okay? But when the word of God comes into your life or is given to you or you read it, it is true yesterday, today, and forever. But you are gauging yourself to see if I can do it. Or if this will come, if I can overcome it this time around. Do you understand? That gauging, that mind play is what caused many people to fall. No. You see, when the word of God comes to you, you accept it as true today, now, and reject anything else. You don't wait for tomorrow. You say, I reject everything else. I explained to you during the camp that in hell, at a point, it was only the devil and the angels that were there. Remember, they were suffering there. They were not enjoying. The devil was trying to come out to talk to Eve. It was only them there. Then by some means, he was able to convince Eve and Adam to also sin against God. And now when they die, before man would not die. Do you know that? Man was not supposed to die. Man was supposed to live forever. But now, man could die. Because now, death just means that you cannot be with God. That's the first thing. Are you hearing me? I'm teaching you, that's the first thing. Second thing is that your body has been rendered useless to be used on earth. Because this earth needs a body to work on. Use. If your body is no longer useful, your soul will leave. Because your soul is not dead. Do you understand? Only the body is rendered unmovable. So your soul can say, I can't be in this body. So your soul decides to live. That's why Jesus could cause the soul of Lazarus back. And when he healed his body, it will come back. It will come back. So death is not the end of your life. No. Death is when circumstances, you know, when you are cut off from God and things in your life goes backwards. So much so, it can affect your body. Death is not only in your body. It can be in your business. It can be so many areas of your life. It can be the way you think. You think backwards. Think very negative. Me, if I enter the line, very soon, every day, they say, something is finished. Only me. No, that kind of thinking. But somebody, when he comes there, doesn't matter if it's finished, he said, if you were, the one who check, there was someone at the corner, then one didn't see. Different thinking. Say the rice is finished. Who told you? Madam, side, maybe you are right. What about the side? How many of you like the side? If there's side, say the rice is finished. But someone will come, there's finish. I'm just trying to let you know that death cannot only be in your body, it can also be in your mind, it can also be in the other areas of your life. So when Adam fell, death came in. And death just means that you don't have that God's direction, God's word. So therefore, you are doing things that will make things go wrong for you. And one of the areas you feel it is your body. So when your body becomes rendered useless, your soul checks out. But your soul checks out and you just be there. You know what happens? The devils are going around. They don't know when you die, but they can find out you are there. They'll come and catch you and take you to hell. God has not taken you to hell. You can walk around till they come and locate you and take you to hell, torment you. So what happens to those who were righteous when Jesus has not died? The angels come and take them to hell, but to Abraham's bosom and protect them, so they are protected in hell. So it's not, hell is not like if it's a definite location. It means that you are not where God is. It's a spiritual place. That means you are not where God is. So what happens? The angels protect some people in hell, because nobody can go to God now when Adam sinned. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please, are you following? Yes. I've moved so. I've explained this now. I'm wondering where I was before I got here. Where was I before I got here? Yes, our faith. Amen. So. Your mind, I was talking about your mind. Do not allow the pressures to make you think you need to when the pressure is on you and you are making some decisions for a long time, 10 years, 5 years, all this time you have not been overcome. You thought you were overcome, you have not been overcome because you're not living your best Christian life, meaning you have not been overcoming. If you're not born again, you're not living a life at all. Love at all. Do you get what I'm saying? So you have to overcome. Because you have been given the ability to overcome. The life you have cannot fail. And the only reason why you cannot overcome is because of faith. And faith does not deal with, it deals with spiritual things. It deals with the word of God. I'm trying to explain to you why you have to think like that. Think like that and not think about your past. When you become born again and something happens to you today, don't think about your past. Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost told me when I was coming to church. I was meditating. He said, the angels see you like Jesus every day, every moment, every second. Every second, every moment. Every second, every moment, they see you like Jesus. So I did something wrong to you. No, they don't see it. When they look at you, they see Jesus. They refuse to see anything else. Because spiritually, you are Jesus. When they see Jesus and they see you, it's the same thing, the same life. That's a challenge for us. So, and I was trying to explain to you that don't focus on your mistakes and your those things. Because that's what is causing people to not to mount a solid front against the pressures and believe that they can overcome it. Or even if, just mount a solid front. They allow themselves to cave in and consider other options. And I was giving a story about Jesus Christ, how the devil was in hell. And now the devil convinced Adam also to go to hell. And God said, I'll send myself to hell. God became a man. He was crucified. And now he went into hell too. When he went there, what happened? He had the same life that we have now. Not Adam. Adam didn't have our life some. The life that Jesus went to hell with, the same life we have now. Jesus was a sinner. What happened to the devil in hell? What happened to the devil in hell? He defeated the devil. So even if you think you are sinning, he still cannot defeat you. Because the life that you have is not about sin or not. You are superior to him. The same way he, being an angel, was superior to Adam. Because he had a greater life than Adam. Do you think the devil is want to repent? No. But he's very good at destroying lives. He has a whole organization. They are destroying life all the time. He's not going to repent. He's doing very, very well. He's very successful at it. See, some people are just living their life anyhow. They say they are gays and all that kind of stuff. They are living all that kind of life because he has been successful at convincing them and persuading them. So you cannot be sitting there and letting him trick you. Cast him out. Rebuke him. Stand there and say, you cannot touch my business. You can't touch anything of mine. Cannot touch my family, cannot touch my friends, cannot touch my mother, cannot touch my father, can't touch anything of mine. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Have no mercy. Don't think about your past. Today you have all power, all authority. So that's what I'm saying. Say, if you want to have faith, you must live in the word. You must live in the word. And the word says that because God has given you all authority, all power. Above all, God has placed you above all principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. You're not below them, you're above them. You are ministered by angels. No, it doesn't matter what you think, who you think you are. If you think you are handsome or not handsome, it doesn't matter. Angels are following you every day. Are you hearing me? They are following you every day. They are always with you. With you, because God gave them to you. You have that's what he said. You have overcome this world. Let's read downwards. I want to explain something to you too. I read the whole chapter. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he who comes, who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Who understands that? Somebody being shit. Let's move. You understand it? Next verse. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father and what? Please speak loud, okay? The Father and these three are one. Do you hear? These three are one. Let's go. Next verse. And there are three that bear witness on earth. The spirits, the water, and the blood. And these three agree. He said, agree as one. Let's go to the next verse. Let me see. If you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. Oh, glory. Let me give you another scripture so you understand this. See, he said he came. He said there are three that testify in heaven. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there are three that testify on earth. That's the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Why did he say the Spirit, the water, and the blood? Why did he say the Spirit, the water, and the blood? It's because it's only talking about something. See, go to the book of John, the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 5. I'm going to read a lot of scriptures to you, and I hope you understand it before I try to explain it. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. John baptized with water. You're baptized with water. So now water is to what? Water is to what? Let's go to Ephesians 5 verse 26. Because you have to understand every time there what it's meant for. Water is for something. In the scripture, water is for something. Do you hear what I said, the scripture? That he might sanctify and cleanse her with a washing of water by the word. So water is for cleansing. So John the Baptist was baptizing people by cleansing them. So the Jews, they cleanse their hands and their legs. But when John the Baptist came, he does not cleanse your hands. Like he will carry your whole body and put you in the water and clean you. So they call it the baptism of John. He was the only one who baptized like that. He said the whole body, everybody, your whole system, you are a sinner, true and true. So come, let me baptize you. They didn't come and baptize you. Just carry your head, put everything inside and dip you back. So John totally washed you clean. Do you understand? So water is for the cleansing. So he said, if you read, go to John chapter 1 or chapter 5 again. Let's go to verse 7. Let me see. He said that he does not cleanse. Jesus Christ did not come by water alone, but the cleansing that is just like John. Okay, and remember. If you go to, don't just stay here. If you go to John chapter 17, verse 17, he said, "Sanctify them through thy truth, for their word is truth." So the cleansing is done by the word. Even though you are doing it by the water, because the word instructed it. Do you understand? Are you understanding? The word instructed that you should do it by the water. So if you do it by the water, you're cleansing by the word. And Jesus said something. John chapter 15, verse 3. Let's read it. Let me show you. So because when Jesus came, he does not need to baptize you with water. Do you understand? Because the word that is that you baptize with water is already is here with you. Do you get it? So he speaks. He said, "Ye are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." Shataku satalabadi. As he's speaking to you, I've been washed. Do you understand? Then he says that these three testify on earth: water and blood. What is the blood? It's the sacrifice of Jesus. What did he do? Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for you so that you might be what? So that he might pay for your sins today, yesterday, and forever. That you might be born again and have the same life as he has. So if the water has testified of it, if the water has come, the blood has come, then the spirit must come. Because you see, the spirit testify in heaven. Why does the spirit testify in heaven? And say they are one. One, simple. The Trinity is one because of one thing. When God the Father is always on the throne. Never moves. Do you know that? Nobody has seen God the Father's face. He never moves. He's always on the throne. You have a vision of God, you see him on the throne. He said the Father. He's the Father. God the Son is the Word. He said, and the Father can send his word to you. And his word will come and appear to you, walking to you, come talking to you. God's word can talk to you. But if God's word must come to pass, the Holy Ghost must perform it. So they are one. They are one. Do you understand? They are one, but different manifestations. And the reason why the Holy Ghost is there is because the Holy Ghost must perform what the word says. So the Holy Ghost functions to testify of who? Of God. If God speaks, how will you know God speaks? Is it when the Holy Ghost testify that he's God? So I can test if what talking to me is from God or not. It's a test all spirit. If either they are from God or not, by looking at what their results. What are the credentials of the person speaking? You can see that if it's from God or not. He said you can see, you can know from the thing he says, what he does, that he's from me or not. You can see if you see great signs, it's from me. If you hear great words, it's from me. Do you understand? So the Holy Ghost testifies of God. That's why he was saying in the book of John, first John chapter 5, he said, the Spirit testifies of the Son. But the Son is the Word. Are you hearing me? Now, on earth, There's another testifying. That was ushered in by the water and the blood. The washing and the sacrifice of Jesus gave birth to a new form of beings who were also the Word of God. The Holy Ghost came to see them. Ah! The Holy Ghost woke up one day, he checked the earth, about 124 believed. They are in the upper room. They are all, he saw them, they are all like the Word of God. Do you understand? He was in heaven before, testifying of God. That's one of his greatness. And one time he saw on earth, there are men and women who are just like God. Walking like God. Moving like God. And now Jesus came and said, these are my brethren. They are not just like me. He said, now go to them and testify of them. Oh, Boroku Sata Latelu Shekita. So the Holy Ghost came upon them to testify of their words. To testify that they are sons of God. Oh, I don't think people are ready for this message. I don't think people are ready for this message. Hi, Shato Robo Setabaya. Mon Toroko Setele Mosha Ramandi. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? The Holy Ghost was released to testify of you. And every day the Holy Ghost sees you as the Word of God. Let me tell you something. The reason why you backslide or you falter, I wish I knew this long ago. The reason why you backslide or falter is because you take your eyes off who you are, of the Word of God. You think of your past and your yesterday. See, as Christians, every day we live in today. But we live by what? Faith. We live in the now. What does that mean? God said, I'm a conqueror, I'm a conqueror. You're wondering why young people are prophesying, young people are healing the sick, because you see, they are living here today. They refuse to accept their yesterday. And the Holy Ghost will testify of them. Will testify of them. If you are a leader here, you want to see numbers, start believing who you are now. Forget your yesterday. Accept your today who you are. Accept what the Word of God has said about you. Go out and accept who you are today. And the Holy Ghost will testify of you too. You don't need to write down the things you want to do. Write all these plenty things. Write down so many things you want to improve. Today you have already improved. You have already been improved. You are the best version of yourself. If only you accept who you are. See, we're not living to try to please men or please Adam or please God. No, we are pleasing to God. It's our acceptance of who we are. That's what Paul said, I know who I am. Pressure is on you. You are saying, you are thinking of what you have done wrong. How can the person putting pressure on you is a number one sinner? Do you understand? Do you know who he is? The world has been judged as a sinful world. Do you understand? If you stand before God and the world is judging you, the world will lose. If the devil is judging, it doesn't matter what you have done, they will still lose. Sometimes it's very hard to explain to to Christians, but that's the truth. If your father is a king and you have done something wrong and everything, and some small boy in the zone go come there trying to quash you and do giddy giddy with you. Because of that, he thinks because you have done something wrong, can come and do that to you. When, if you, as I'm saying, it doesn't make sense. If the king finds out, or the matter, anybody in the area, or anybody who knows the king and sees that person doing it, what will happen to that Zongo boy? You'll be crucified. Totally crucified. Doesn't matter if the person has gone to, because you see, even the king's son can cast somebody's head, they will not arrest him. Do you understand? Even men think like this. The royalty, they can cut your head. You know them, right? Those days, they can cut your head for no reason. If they offend them. They are decreed law. It can be wrong or not wrong. Doesn't care. It is. They have decreed it. Brother, you are a royal priesthood. Do you understand who you are? You know, I was listening to the message, prophecy. I heard what I said. Something, I said, my goodness. I said something. I said, if the devil could prophesy, do you know what will happen to your future? But you can prophesy. And every day you're watching the things that are not important. He said, Bible says that things that be were made by things that be not. For things that are temporary, they don't last. They come to pass away. So live in faith. Live in faith. Live in faith. But you have the blood and the water to testify of you. Do you understand? See, go back to that word. Say, this is he who came. No. Go down. Go down. Go to like verse 8. They are the three that bear witness on earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. Do you understand? They agree as one. Next verse. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Do you understand? Say, this is the witness of God, not the witness of men. Don't focus on what men think. Focus on what God is. God is saying, I've done for you. This is the witness of God. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his son. Next verse. He who believes in the Son of God has witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his son Jesus. See, if you believe in this, if he who believes in the Son of God has a witness in himself, the witness coming to you. You can't walk without witness. What are the witnesses that we have here? The blood, the water, and the spirit. It's the witness comes into you. Next verse. And this is the testimony. Oh, that God has given us eternal life. The overcoming life. The unconquering life. The all-powerful life. The undefeatable life. And this life is in what? In his son. Because the son delivered it to us. Through the washing of his word. And through the blood and the test and his sending of what? Of the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord Jesus. 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 From today. Never live in your yesterday. Okay? That life is gone and passed. Has been deleted. Do you hear me? You are royalty. Yes. You have the God DNA inside you. Believe it with all your being. Believe it in all your system. Believe it in all yourself. You have to believe it so much. You have to believe it. Believe it. Believe it so much. If you don't believe it so much, rather you forget it. If you forget it, that's it. Because you see, it is not through the feelings, it's through the words. Your mind is very powerful. Your mind is so powerful. Do you understand? If your mind focuses on something else, that's what it will be. If your mind focuses on this thing, it will manifest. It will manifest. It's a blessed is he whose mind is on him. Whose mind is on God? Your mind is stayed on Jesus. Gaze on Jesus. Say, looking on to Jesus. Do you understand? He said, looking away from the distraction. Let me tell you a testimony. We have come for the camp, right? When I was going for the camp, the money we had was not enough at all. Our bill was almost like 60,000 cedis. Brother, we had maybe 15 or 20,000 cedis. That's the money I'm able to raise. I'm like, this money is not enough. About 40,000 left. Brother, I was in my room and I said, you know something? Because I don't know how to get the money. Because you see, I know how I used to get the money. But now I've got to a point where I don't know how to get the money with my own strength anymore. But I remember that I preached the same message, right? I'm overcoming. I don't get defeated. Do you understand? This will not defeat me. So I knelt down. I remember I was in my room. I knelt down on my couch. I knelt down. I said, oh God, Shatakatorama, I have the undefeatable life. Show me how I overcome this one. Look, I know I overcome. I don't know how. So I was refusing the pressure. You know, I was putting the pressure off me. Telling myself I overcome. But I don't know how, but I overcome. Do you get it? And I refuse to be under pressure. You have come for the camp, amen? You are here, right? You have gone. You have come to eat. You have come to pray. You have come to come here. You are sitting here. You have overcome, amen? See, I was so surprised when it happened. I was just there. It was yesterday, and the Lord remembered me. You overcame. I said, Lord, how did it even happen? If I see, sometimes you can know what you can do, But sometimes you can know that you cannot do anything about it. How did it happen? How did it happen? And the Lord said, my strength is beyond your strength. My connections are beyond your connections. And you are connected to me. Don't look at all your strengths. Look at me. For the world is mine, says the Spirit of God. Don't only look at yourself to determine if you can do this or do that. Believe in who you are no matter what. Refuse the pressure. Refuse it. Because the pressure can define a character for you. And 5 years, you're always failing. When it mattered the most, you can overcome. The school time will pass, you won't go to the school. You'll be surprised. The time will come for you to start. You will not start it. You'll be surprised. Because you see, you are considering too much of yourself and the trouble. And the things you could have done right and you didn't do right. But the person who's bringing the trouble to you, he's the number one guy who has done the wrongest things in the world. But he's very bold to make you know you're a sinner. Because the thing you have done wrong, that's why it's not working. Get thee behind me, devil. You know, I remember what I did. I refused to consider. You know, I refused to have conversation with him. Because you see, there was no conversation. You see, at some point, there's no conversation you can have again that can make you. Because I don't know how I would do it. So I refused to have conversation with the devil. I refused to contemplate the idea he was trying to bring to me. I just focused on the fact that this camp is, we are going for this camp, we are paying for this camp. We are going and coming back in the name of Jesus. I just focused on that fact. You must have faith in who you are. Because when you do, the Lord will testify of you. I asked the Lord, if you do this, if this is able to happen, then this thing you are preaching is true. So yesterday the Lord reminded me that it has happened. And I said, yes, it has happened. Because I know how I was feeling. Do you know? When you know you have to perform, you have to do something, and you don't know how you get it. Do you get it? There's pressure. If you have taken up responsibility before, you know what pressure means. Like you're supposed to pay your fees. You don't pay, that's it. At that moment, how would you behave? The house bill is coming. The loan is coming. He said, I'll come this day. Will you change the way you talk? Or you remain the same? Will you go and sit down and be contemplating what is going to happen to you? What are you going to do? Or you go and sit there and say, greater you see that is in me than he that is in the world. The greater one is in me. This rent is small. The greater one is in me. This rent is small. The greater one is in me. This school fees is small. The greater one is in me. He's in me. He's in me. He's in me. He's working in me. At least working in me. The greater one is in me. This rent is small for me. These fees are small for me. These bills are small for me. See, when it happened to me, this thing, I said, Lord, I know why sometimes we can fail. He said, Lord, I delete every file of the possibility of failure. I delete it. I refuse to think like that. When I'm talking to you, I don't think that I'm failing. I don't think I'm, even if you think I'm failing, I don't think I'm failing. The way I talk to people have changed. In just a few days, that has changed. I won't talk to you like I'm failing. I won't accept when you are trying to talk to me like I'm failing. I will not accept it. I will not talk that way. Because if you accept you are failing, you will fail. Even if you are failing, you accept that you don't fail, you will not fail. Do you get it? The one who has said that he will fail is the one who will fail. But the one who has said that he will fail, and he truly has a heart. You see, let me tell you, you have a heart to go forward. Nobody wants to make progress more than you. God programmed you like that. A child of God has been programmed to do good and to move forward and to do righteous things. But the challenges of life can force a different character on him to make him evil. To make him say, now I'm a wise man. I don't do that. You get what I'm saying? I do things one to. You know, they'll say, that's the one to. Somebody advised me yesterday. He said, that's the one to. Otherwise, when everything is spoiling, you'll be alone. When things are spoiled, you don't have money, it's very painful. So take one to. Do you understand? It is those things that make the character change. But he said, I have put a new heart in them. A heart that desires to do my will and to walk in my commandments. So you are originally, you love to do what is right. That's why you're not happy that you're doing what is wrong. Do you understand? Nobody needs to tell you what is right. You already want to do what is right. So don't be trying to judge yourself. I don't like to do what is right. No. It is a deception from the pit of hell. From the pit of hell. It's not true. If you accept that, what I'm preaching to you will be very easy for you to accept. That you can say, I don't fail. You're not trying to say that we don't fail, we'll do wrong things. No, we cannot do wrong. If you say you don't fail, you will not do any wrong things. If anything, because something might already be wrong, it will be corrected. The energy, the grace, the power will be there to correct it. Because it is your nature. The same way a dog barks, you do good things. The same way a dog walks on four legs, you overcome. You walk in righteousness. You walk in prosperity. That's your life. Like saying, will God do wrong? Will God be broke? But you are the son of God. Can you do wrong? Can you be broke? Simple. 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 The measure at which you accept this and you believe this will define the reality of that truth in your life. So it is your choice to accept it and to live by it. That's where we have all these things. Like when the preacher is going, so you go on your knees, they found in the name of Jesus. I refuse to accept this defeat. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse to be under pressure. I refuse to think that I fail. I refuse it. And that's why you are in that place. You are refusing because the thing is pressure. You are looking for the word of God. Father, give me scripture. Because I want the scripture to encourage you. Because you are looking for, you see, you are now acting like a Christian. You want the word of God. You read the word of God. They say, you shall lay up gold as dust. What is it? Casting down? They say, lifting up. You are stared. Now you are stared. You are saying, the word of God said, there can be a casting down. So now, Lord, they say, casting down everywhere. Don't worry. Oh, brother, you tell yourself, brother, relax. There will be a lifting up. Things like this are going to be lifted up. Are going to be lifted up. They're going to be lifted up. Sometimes you come to church with those heaviness on your hearts, those things in your heart, you come to church, come and sit down, and the man of God is preaching. And say, oh, yes, that's my answer. That's my answer. Always confident, always confident, always bold, always courageous, always persistent. What the rhapsody said yesterday, he said, quit ye like men. Behave like a man. Do you understand? Behave like a Christian. Behave like somebody who's born again. Somebody who cannot be defeated. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't cower. Do you understand? Don't draw back. Go forward. Don't go back. Don't say, I can't do this. You can. Like some of you, maybe you want to learn how to speak better English. So you start reading some books, get very hard. Say, I can't. No, don't say I can't. Bible said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. You go to that scripture and you say that scripture and you face the thing again. In a month or two, you see a difference. You see a difference. You see a difference. You see a difference. You see, that's your life. I'm teaching you who you are. I'm teaching who you are. That's who you are. Say, I refuse to fail. I refuse to lose. I refuse to fear. I refuse to draw back. I refuse to define myself by my past. I'm a success. I'm prosperous. I'm victorious. I'm wise. I'm a king's kid. I'm a child of God. I'm the son of the living God. I'm a daughter of the living God. I am more than a conqueror. Bible says, who is he that overcomes the world? He that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You have overcome this world with its negativity, with its poverty, with its failure, with its lack, and its evil. You have overcome this world with all those ingredients. You have overcome this world with its lust. You have overcome this world. Believe it. You have overcome this world. All the things that in this world, you have overcome it. They cannot subdue you. They cannot control you. They cannot guide you. No. You have the power to dispel them. The power to dominate them. I dominate poverty. I disgrace it. Believe it. Believe it. You know, I will tell you one testimony. This is a real story. I met the person yesterday. You know, sometimes I say, no, let me learn how to manage money. When I heard the person, the man talk, I knew that I was focused on the wrong thing. You know, the man told me, he said, when he received money, he spent it to his finish. I said, ah. He said, he didn't like bank at all. Because somebody took his $20,000 from his bank account. So the bank, they'll forget. If the money hits the bank account, though, he'll go and withdraw it that same day. Put in his bag, put in his car, and go to his house. He doesn't like bank at all. He said he can have 50,000 Ghana. He will spend until the money finish. I can be there. Say, Emmanuel, come for them, come for money. I don't want the money to finish. I said, hey, I didn't know what he meant when he was saying that, but the one he said, you come for the money. But when I was talking to him yesterday, he was advising me. He said it. I didn't ask him again, but I just listened to it. But let me tell you this man. This man has 6 houses. I saw his house when it was light up, automatic generator. The car is sitting inside. It can break by itself. It can if you turn left, the light will go like this. he was just showing off what he had. He was rich. He was a rich man. As younger, he has a will for all his family members, everybody. Houses. You know, it's not 2 plots of land. Houses is in a will. He has 4 businesses. He said, I make over 600,000 Ghana cedi a month. I can't even spend it. And he said, it's not even rich. He knows some people are rich. So I'm saying, oh God, I know I can't spend even 100,000 Ghana cedi even a month. But he said, 600,000 Ghana cedi a month of profits, money for him. So I can't spend 100,000 Ghana cedi a month. The one I have, I'm spending, I said, I need to control. Brother, multiply it. Change the thinking. Rather than thinking how you manage, think about how you multiply, how you expand. Open your mind to not do only one thing, do multiple things. Don't be happy with 10,000 Ghana cedi. Go for bigger monies. The same way can give you bigger money. If you just open your mind to it. Open your mind to bigger opportunities. I'm going to say this to you to let you know that what I'm teaching to you is accurate. Because the same thing somebody is saying is a bad advice, some rich man is disgracing that advice. He said, I spend the money till it's finished. This young man does not understand it. They have advice is keep some, save some, right? That's the same one. A billionaire also said the same thing. He said, I don't save money anymore. I spend it. Because I don't know how, I don't think I can spend all my money. If that can be real for billionaires and millionaires, and a man's not even a millionaire like that, it can be real for you too. As a child of God, you can win every day. You don't need to watch what you're doing and they're here to define what is best for you. No. The man of God said to us one time, he said, let me tell you something. We are born to do good. We are good people. Amen. If you do wrong, God will still bless you. Because the angels don't see you by who you are. They see you through Jesus Christ. And if you do wrong, you are doing wrong because you are remembering your past. The remembrance of your old self is what brings down the processes to act wrong. But if you can just focus on who you are, you will never think like that. You never act like that. Because if you don't think, you can never act. And that's the cue for you to go and read the book, The Power of Your Mind. The power of your mind will help you so much. Because your mind does so much for you. Power of your mind by Pastor Chris. We'll send a soft copy in a book, in a group. Read it. I can never lose. Look at yourself. When they are asking you, what are you coming to? You want to marry my daughter? What do you have? Don't be shaking. Don't be shaking. Do you hear me? Don't be shaking. You have too much. Amen. I'm the seed of Abraham. All the earth is mine. Don't let it affect you. Then what are they seeing? Let them see what they will see. See who you are. Think like that constantly. If you deviate from there, it will define you. The battle starts from here. Are you hearing me? Start from here. But right now, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Use your mouth. Use your mouth to thank the Lord.
Take your hands. Doesn't matter if it's your first time. Doesn't matter if God has not moved with you before. Or God has not moved with you before. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter. The Holy Ghost will testify of you. He will testify of you. See, I challenge you tonight, to this afternoon. Could you start playing the keyboard? But from today, you start now. You start confessing some things. Lift up your hands. Say, I'm a success. I'm a victor. I'm a miracle worker. I'm a healer. I'm a soul winner. I'm a giver. I'm prosperous. I build businesses. I change lives. I never fail. I never lose. Yes. Yes. I'm a worshiper. I'm excellent. I'm diligent. I'm wise. I have knowledge. I'm super intelligent. I have understanding of the world. I walk in love. I'm full of faith. I'm full of power. I'm a winner forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in your hands, the Holy Ghost will testify of each word you have spoken concerning yourself in this building. He will testify of it. Men will say the same thing to you from today. They will say the same thing to you. They will say the same thing concerning you. They will say you are wise. They will say the money that in the night, nothing falls in your hands. They will say this, says they will say this. Lord Jesus, they will say this concerning you. You will never fail. You will never fail. You will never lose. Men will testify of you, but the Holy Ghost will testify of you. The Holy Ghost will move when you move. The Holy Ghost will move. You move. You pray all the things you have said come to pass. They all come to pass by the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, they come to pass. By the power of the Holy Ghost, they come to pass. Through the energy of angels, each of them are coming to pass now. The Holy Ghost will perform all these things you confess. Doesn't matter, you will see it in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise. We love you so much. Hallelujah.